The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Today, we are talking about whether or not your life should look like the influencers you follow online or see online. Mm-hmm. And this came from a conversation that I had with someone in Hong Kong. We were at like a friend of a friend's party, and this was just like, apparently we got into
this
some intellectual.
This is the type of party conversation
this is what
I like,
I
guess.
Actually, we were there. I was like, like friend of a friend. We're visiting Hong Kong for a week. I was like, I'm just back to see where I grew up. And I'm not here to, like, make additional friends. Like, my friends are out.
I'm not here to make friends.
Like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm trying to sit and, like, philosophize.
Right. Me at any party. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to sit and philosophize.
Anyway, I thought it was an actually good topic because, obviously, we're talking and this person, like, mutual friend, knew that Carolyn and I both, like, have a podcast and that we post on
influence
social media,
in a way, if you will.
I hate using that word because it comes
either,
across so wrong. And because but my answer will clear up.
Yeah. Well,
my
I
hatred
think
for
it
the word influencer
comes across wrong. Like, I don't like introducing myself as an influencer. I prefer to open it like with the podcast because I think it sounds a bit more. What's the word? Yeah, substantial,
like,
mature,
meaningful.
Like, yeah, and I think it aligns a bit more with like how I feel about the content I create, what I want to create, because I think I, as somebody who works as an influencer, I have mixed opinions about the influencer space and the influencer world and what that means. I think we definitely have a different perspective on it than the majority influencers might have, which is interesting because we're going to talk about this episode and dive into like a lot of negative as well as the positive as people who have experienced it from the inside and from the outside. So
that's my thing with the word influencer. I guess the term is like, I like having the podcast and I like being on social media because at the end of the day, like, it is to influence you guys who are listening to walk away with motivation, walk away with different patterns of thinking maybe, or get you thinking about a different topic. And maybe that instills
your own opinion, or maybe that helps you understand other people's opinion or change your opinion. And, or at the end of the day, just like build healthy habits and get exposed to different ways of living, different lifestyles. And I think yeah. that's what, in the past, we've obviously talked about social media a lot. And I think it is good. I think it is important to have this social media. And at the end of the day, like, we're not changing the fact that social media exists.
So true.
Of course, there are negatives with it, but like any technological advance, there are positives and negatives. It mm-hmm. just like is what it is. That's how the world progresses. But I think it's really important to have social media and have influencers, because that's how you get exposed to different ways of living and you can take pieces of it. Like, I don't want the people who look at my life online or follow us to be like, oh, I one need to or want to live in the exact same way.
Yeah.
Like, that's absolutely not the case. One, I'm not showing every single part of myself on social media, but two, you should pick and choose and build a life that is unique and works for you. So you should be taking parts of five different people you follow online rather than just like following one entirely and thinking that your life has to look like that. And I think the person that I was talking to was kind of surprised to hear my answer, or it was just like a different answer than expected, a different conversation than maybe we both expected when the topic was brought up. But still, obviously more valuable and interesting conversation nonetheless. And this came to be because one of his friends actually was living in the Philippines, like backpacking, being an influencer. And he was like, why the people that are following her mm-hmm. are obviously like not backpacking as well. Like, surely there are some, but the typical person isn't just like living mm-hmm. in a different country than they grew up in, you know, and like just traveling around for their job. So why should that be the standard? And I said, well, what isn't? Like, you should absolutely not look at someone like that and say, I have to live like this. But you can take pieces of that. Maybe they wake up early and like do yoga and that's why you're following mm-hmm. them, or they like have good recipes and that's why you're following them, or it purely for entertainment. Yeah. Like, people follow influencers for different reasons. And I don't like the word influencer because it goes straight to the like Dr. Natalia Bland influencer bit. Like, that is what people associate the word influencer with. Like, hi you guys, Bob, like this is the
hi you guys,
best. I'm obsessed with this. Like, yeah. This is the best. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, this girl on TikTok is like hilarious and iconic for doing this bland influencer skit. And it's like, one of them is like, your favorite influencer getting distracted by her own body in the video. And she's like, I love this And it's just her, like, looking in the camera at her body and, like, being, like, can't get a full sentence out. And she's, like, adjusting poses. And it's, like, or it's just, I'm on my third coffee of the day. Like, this, am I crazy for this? Like, or all they do in the day is, like, I'm so busy. And then it's, like, I have a nail appointment. I have a hair appointment. Mm. And it's, like, it's Tuesday at noon. Like, most yeah. people are sitting working.
Yeah.
Not to say that being an influencer isn't, like, a full-time job, but, like, it comes with a lot of flexibility and privilege, and a lot of the times yeah. you get to wrap your own personal life into your work, and that comes with an exorbitant amount of privilege within the job.
Yeah.
Still a super cool job, still super hard to do job, and you end up working into the hours of the night, but very fun. Anyway, before we go deeper into this, I've been talking to a lot of you guys on the Girls Goals Pod Instagram about, over the past couple months, bringing back highs, lows, and goals, and if you guys are new, we used to do, in the beginning of every episode, a high, a low, and a goal for the week. And then we stopped doing that just so we could get into the episodes a little bit more, because I ended up spending half the episode talking about my highs of the week. But I think it would be helpful not only for me, but also, obviously, like, you guys want to bring them back because it's fun to hear what you guys set for your highs, lows, and goals every week, too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do them this week. Highs, lows, goals. My high of the week is, we went to Boston for a few days. It was one of our friends' birthdays, and so we took him out to dinner. He has a like vinyl player, so we got him Ariana Grande, thank you Next, because he loves Ariana Grande. Yeah. And so we just played the entire record like front to back over and over and over again, and it was incredible. And then we ended up staying the next day as well, because his sister was coming in for dinner. We're like, oh my god, let's all hang out and like go out with his sister. It ended up being one, really fun because I got to go back to our Boston gym, and I'm such an in-person gym person. Like, if I work out at home, I lollygag, I'm lazy, I'm slow, I call it quits halfway through. But I like being in an in-person gym because the vibes are better. You just do more. And I didn't plan to stay the second day, so I didn't have any clothes to wear. And I ended up going thrifting in my friend's closet and was wearing a shirt that was way too big for me. Like, ow, I was wearing a t-shirt that had Notorious B.I.G. on it. And
I don't even think I know what that iconic. Is.
Huh?
Like, am I supposed to know what that is? I actually, what? Like, you wore that all night, and I don't know who that is or what it is.
Oh, my God. Remember Kira's dog, Ziggy? We just call him the notorious Z-I-G.
Oh my god.
Wait, I just went to play her some of his music, and she goes, I don't have time for this. I have to go get skis.
Well, I do. I have to go get skis later. I was like, I don't have time to listen to notorious B.I.G. I don't know
the entire way there.
Maybe I'll listen later.
Anyway, it was really funny because everyone was like, I don't know. I just thought it was, I didn't want to be in the place that we were going. And so I was like, fuck it. Notorious B.I.G. t-shirt out in public.
I'm not sure anyone ever wants to be in a basement frat party, especially at 21 years old, but... But, you know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
I was like, it's your birthday. We'll go wherever you want. And then, okay, my low is that we recorded this episode a few days ago. This was supposed to be last week's episode. And we started recording it, and, like, halfway through, the audio got all messed up, and then we couldn't save it. And so we were like...
Basically, the software just crashed, and we lost the whole audio, and that was that. So
that was that.
And that was that.
So we're redoing it. And, like, it was a good episode halfway through the... The last
it was
time
really
we recorded
sad because we were totally on a roll. Yeah, it was like in a flow.
Sometimes we're in a flow. Sometimes it's like a little bit less. You know, when an episode is good, it's like good. And this
it was hitting. This we were flowing. Wrong. We're gonna do it again though. No worries.
My goal is to get my life together. And so today I was like, okay, I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna go for a walk. I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna make like a real meal because yesterday I didn't eat a real
meal. You ate blondies all day. Like
I did
all day.
Yep.
I was like, no judgment, but
I was like,
all day.
Should I get food? Like I'm getting hungry. And then I walked to the kitchen. And my mom made blondies the day before, and I was like, let me just cut off a piece of one of those. And then this just happened all day until it was 5 p.m. And I was like, oh, maybe like a vegetable would help. Anyway, today I've actually gotten done everything I need to get done. It's just looked a little different than I planned. I was like, I'm gonna wear real clothes, and then I'm gonna go to this coffee shop and sit there until I get all my work done, and then I'm not doing that. But it's okay. I'm getting my things done, and that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my life together.
Yeah. My high was probably also our time being in Boston. I feel like I've been finding any excuse recently to go to Boston because I moved out of my apartment such a long time ago, like before summer, like last April, I think. So it's been such a long time, and it's been so fun. We've been traveling and filling so much of our time, but now that this past almost month I've just been back home in New Hampshire, I'm like, okay, I miss my friend. Okay, it hasn't been a month, it's been like 3 weeks though. Okay. But I'm like, okay, now that I've just been home and I haven't been away from home and traveling, I'm like, I miss my little independent life. I miss hanging out in the city. I miss the energy of it. I miss my friends. So almost once a week, I've had a reason to go to Boston, even if I'm having to create those reasons for myself. But this was super fun because we took our friend out to a birthday dinner. And, you know, it's just always a good time. I feel like this year in particular, like we didn't do a Thanksgiving, thankful, gratitude kind of episode, but I genuinely feel like this year more than anything, like I have such good friends in my life, and mm-hmm. so it feels good to have people that I actually want to go to Boston to visit, and like have a friend in Rome that we made plans to go visit. We're going to visit friends in Chicago actually tomorrow, so when this episode comes out we might be in Chicago. And so I don't know, that's just been all fun and making me happy to have friends. So it was a good time to go take our friend out to dinner for his birthday, even if we ended up in a basement after. But like, and Catherine thrifted a Notorious B.I.G. shirt out of his closet.
I also wore a hat. Like, there was no one catching me in public there.
I also didn't have an outfit for the second day. And I actually tried to find something. Like, I was walking down Newbury Street and I was like, oh, maybe I'll pop into a store and see if I can find something.
Caroline,
and I
didn't. Text me a picture of pleated dress pants with cargo pockets on
them.
No,
but that wasn't necessarily for that. I just, like, every time I walk past Aritzia, I have to go in.
Yeah, but $150 for, and she was like, should I get these? Yeah, obviously.
But they're kind of my vibe. Like, a dress pant with a cargo pocket is, like, the best of my both worlds.
Not for $150.
No, so I didn't buy them, but I did send in Catherine that picture. But yeah, me, like, oh, what should I wear to a frat party tonight? And then I walk into Aritzia, and then I'm like, I didn't find anything appropriate. Happens. So I took my friend's, what shirt did I take? Oh, Pitbull. Yeah, so I wore a Pitbull t-shirt.
He has like
it was
four very niche concert t-shirts. Yeah. Or like he goes,
but
to
sometimes
concert,
it's the most
t-shirt
fun vibe. Like I'll either like be super classy, or I'll show up in like sweatpants or a baggy t-shirt or something dumb, like kind of either extreme.
She's not like other girls.
Well, no, hey, that's, well, sure, I would rather than like wearing a classic like jean and a tiny top crop top, like I would rather go to either extreme. than be like somewhere in the middle, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She knows what I mean. Okay, so that was my high. My low is that I've been like low-key a sleepaholic.
Oh my god. No, well, first off, you do this. You do this. The other day, I was going to my friend's house, and she was like, can I come? Can I come?
I didn't ask. Hey, I was invited. Anyways.
By yourself. and then she slept the entire time. Like, it's not funny. It's not funny. No, she does this all the time, too. And I went to make a TikTok, like, compilation of all, because I take a photo every time she's sleeping, and I thought there was going to be,
like, three.
Literally, max five. I have 25 photos, and like that's only from the fall. That's from like September and until now. Yeah. So funny.
Like, I don't know whether
she
it's
just be sleeping,
whether it's a party or we're out and about. Like, it's happened surfing a few times when I'm just tired. Like,
yeah, and once I think I get she tired, drowns.
I just like when I need to be horizontal, suddenly I need to be horizontal, and then that's kind of it. And but sometimes I'll get back up for the evening and I just need like a power.
Sometimes I'll
I just
get
need
back
a power
up.
Moment.
Sometimes I'll go vertical.
sometimes I'll go vertical again, but yeah, it's funny. And so I feel like the change of seasons has gotten me pretty tired recently enough that I went and got blood work done to make sure I didn't still have mono, because I had gotten mono last year. But anyways, I didn't. Everything came back normal, so no worries about me. Mike.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, guys. Don't worry.
My goal for the week, just feel a bit more active and productive. That's kind of all. I've just been like, I like a good sleepy vibe sometimes, especially when it is like turning cold in winter. But I also got to feel productive or else I'm going to feel like a squid. So.
What?
I've never heard that term before.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I just what? Learned it recently.
Like, what? There's no way that's a real saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm testing it out.
All right, testing the waters.
So when we're talking about does your life have to look like an influencer's, I think it's really nuanced, because like in Catherine was beginning to say before, there's so much inspiration you can take from following an influencer. If it's somebody who's traveling and backpacking like this person's friend that they referenced, maybe that's not what your exact lifestyle is going to look like, but maybe you also like adventure and you also like travel, and it's just giving you good vibes, if nothing else. Like, it's just right. entertaining you to watch and motivating you for what you also want out of life, even if that full lifestyle 24/7 isn't realistic for you. Because I think it's important to remember that once somebody becomes an influencer as their full-time job, their life looks different than when they were just beginning to create content. So a person who is an influencer as their full-time job, they have this different lifestyle now where this is what they're filling their time with. They don't have the other responsibilities that you might have in your life, whether it's school or a 9-to-5 job or other work that you're doing. And so sometimes it can be unrealistic to try to cookie cutter, like copy and paste mm-hmm. that person's life, because it just doesn't necessarily fit with yours. And so I think that is one way to look at why you can't just copy and paste somebody else's life. And I also think that no matter how hard somebody tries to be authentic on social media, it really is impossible for you to understand all of mm-hmm. the complexities and inner workings of somebody else's life. Because at the end of the day, like, they're creating content and they're putting content out there and they're sharing with you what they've taken a photo of, what they've filmed, mm-hmm. the thoughts that they've written down. But you're not, like, in their head hearing their actual inner dialogue like you're hearing of yourself. You're not seeing them when it's, like, a random 9 p.m. and they're just, like, around the house, kind of. You know, you don't see the 24/7 moments and the 24/7 thoughts of these other people. So I think in that sense, I've always felt like it really isn't fair to compare your 100% that you experience of yourself to the max 10% and also curated content that you see from somebody else. Even if somebody is somebody who shows you a variety of things and tries to be authentic in all ways, it just still will never be the same experience that you get from somebody talking to them and being with them in person, or that obviously you get from yourself being yourself.
I think the curation piece of it and the visual piece is really important to understand, because the content you're consuming when you scroll on your looking at these influencers' lifestyles or people on social media, whoever's lifestyle you're seeing through a screen, you're seeing a 9x16 little snapshot. You're seeing cut up clips of the day. You're seeing like specific angles. Whenever people come into our apartment in Boston, they're like, so I remember so vividly, one of our best friends from home came and she's like, I thought this was so much bigger online. And I was like, yes, this is a janky, like, downtown Boston apartment. Like, we're 21 years old. I'm not living in a luxury penthouse. And the people who do, like, go off, like, good for you. That's not, could not be. Like, it's a small-ass apartment and not marble floor to ceiling and blah, blah, blah. It just is what it is. But I make sure it's, when if I'm filming something, like, it's gonna be spotless. If there's something that looks out of place, looks cluttered in the apartment in my, like, 1x1 square foot bedroom, I'm shoving it in the closet and I'm closing the door. And then I'm getting the right angle. Like, if I'm filming my room, the tripod is outside of the door,
mm-hmm.
so that I get more space. It's at, like, the right angle so that it looks bigger and you can get different things and that the lighting is good. And, like, I have a ring light up, you know? It's, like, doing all these things to make it look better. And I think one that is so valid, I talk about this when we talk about curating your Instagram, like, on a personal sense, it's sick to have a curated Instagram or, like, have a vibe going on your Instagram mm-hmm. at all. Your life doesn't have to look exactly like theirs. What you can do from that and what you should be doing, and the reason why social media is important in this kind of exposure sense, is because if I see a Pinterest photo of someone crossing the street and they're wearing, like, a leather skirt and a leather jacket and then a scarf and also, like, this certain pair of shoes, I'm like, this is sick. I like this outfit. I have a leather jacket. I have a skirt. It's not this leather skirt, but, like, it is still a skirt and it could work. And, like, I have a scarf and I have sunglasses. Maybe they're different shaped sunglasses, but I'm like, I like the vibe of this outfit. Like, I can go make this or take inspiration from it. And it doesn't look the exact same. Because it isn't the exact same outfit. You don't have to go, oh, I need this exact skirt. You go, I have a skirt. I like this outfit. I can recreate this in my own version. If you see someone posting their morning routine and they say, and maybe they're like, okay, and then at 9 a.m. I make a yogurt bowl. And you're like, well, I'm at work at my desk at 9 a.m. Like, I can't be in my kitchen making yogurt bowl at 9 a.m. I eat breakfast at 7 a.m. before I go to work. Make a yogurt bowl at 7 a.m. And maybe you don't have the same exact white plates from Home Goods, or like these certain spoons or like this brand of blueberries or like this type of granola or this specific yogurt. Does not matter. Doesn't matter. Get the bowl you have, put the yogurt you have in, put the toppings you want in, and like that, you just took that habit and made it your own and made it fit for your lifestyle. Maybe you don't like yogurt or you don't like granola. Don't eat granola. It's not about looking exactly like the things that you're seeing online, because this is an entertaining version of that. When you're consuming this and you're like, wow, I like this. I want to do this for my own self. Make it your own.
Yeah. Well, I like the perspective, especially with the like outfit photo you were talking about seeing something and then making your own from it and not thinking I have to have all of those exact things. Because something Catherine's talked about a lot is the way that social media really pushes overconsumption, because it makes us think that every single thing we see mm-hmm. is something that we have to have and is the absolute best.
I was with my friend today who doesn't have Instagram, but she has TikTok, and she brought up this concept of like consumerism brain rot. And I don't know if that term is like a real term, but it's essentially the idea of like run, don't walk to your nearest Sephora. You have to get this the best lip gloss ever, blah, blah, blah.
Like,
this
we're whole, using these heightened words.
Yeah, it's like,
and making them
this
so
this is the best,
dampened.
Like, you need this. Like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't, actually, because that mascara is, like, I have a tube of mascara at home. Like, you know what? It may be a good mascara, but you don't need to go run to Sephora right now and get it, because you need this, the best mascara on the market. Like, I'm sorry, my Maybelline Sky High that I got for $8 at the drugstore is gonna do just fine. Like,
yeah, well, I think that has become so normalized on social media where every single thing we see is like, I'm obsessed with this. This is my new favorite thing. You have to have this. I'm so obsessed with this. And it's hard then to decipher what you actually want, what you actually need, and what is just kind of being sold to you. Yeah. So I think that when it comes to influencing, I think for the most part, somebody should be an influencer and somebody that we watch because They give you inspiration for life. They give you good vibes. I think, I guess, the influence should be more in their thoughts and in their lifestyle than just selling you products, you know? But the reality is that for a lot, it can just turn into selling products and it can turn into that, because maybe that's just what their life is catering to and what they're more interested in that moment. But I think that a bigger reason for it is just the way that social media has really evolved over the years and how saturated it is with creators and with content these days, that almost we have to make everything to the extreme and so polarizing. Like, if we think back to 10 years ago, Instagram did not have influencers and creators in the same way that it does today. Like, back literally within 10 years, I think, Instagram was chronological. You followed who you followed, and you saw all of their posts no matter what, because it just came up in chronological order. So you chose to follow somebody, and then you saw whatever they were sharing. So the person doesn't feel the pressure that everything they're sharing has to be, like, the latest and greatest. They're just keeping you up with their lifestyle and their day-to-day life because you're seeing it, whether that is your friends or family or somebody that you're following as an influencer. And I also think that most influencing and creator economies have started more so on YouTube with longer form content, where people actually shared more longer form ideas, more of their life, and it wasn't just all of these shorter snippets. Whereas now, fast forward, we have Instagram and TikTok, where you're seeing an abundance of short form content, like so much, whereas you might sit down 10 years ago and watch a couple people's YouTube videos for 10 minutes each and that was it. Like, you're just choosing a couple people and a couple things to consume.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Now, you can't scroll without seeing 100 pieces of content. Like, you really can't. And so it almost becomes this competition of, like, which one is going to be the flashiest, which one is going to be the most eye-catching. And so I think because of the way that social media has evolved, it's harder for a creator to be authentic and to be chill, because it almost just like doesn't work to be chill because you're competing with all of these people who are doing something flashier and doing something more viral.
Even the people who have a following on social media, and people have followed them because they want to see the recipes they create or the workouts they do or the just their lifestyle in general, then every time they post, it doesn't automatically go to those people. Like, every single time you post, you're fighting for a viral moment so that your video does get pushed, or else like no one's gonna see it, even the people who are following you. And so it takes the authenticity out of it, it takes the value out of it for the people who were following you before, because if you're following someone, you don't want to see every day like, this is the best, this is the, you need this, like run here, run there, like this is what you need. You just want to see what you followed them for. Like, you're no longer getting the value out of it that, you know, you clicked follow for. Because when I follow someone, it's because I want to see something from them. I want to learn something from them. I want to, like, be involved in their community or what they're sharing. Whether it be, like, a person account, whether it be a brand account, whether it be, like, a meme account, every single person has a different value.
Yeah.
But it gets so diluted when you have to include these, like, buzzwords and formats for content and all these things. It takes the value out of it. It takes the reason that you are following these people out of it. And it's just frustrating for all parties involved.
I think that more than anything, it takes the authenticity out of it, because you probably noticed, as just somebody who consumes content, that there are people that you follow who never show up on your feed anymore. You never see their stories, you never see their posts, but instead you're getting all of these sponsored things on your feed. You're getting all these suggested things. Like, how often are you just scrolling a home feed on Instagram, and instead of seeing the people that you follow, you're getting inundated with suggested reels? Like, that almost is what the home feed is now. And so from a creator perspective, it's almost like you get people that follow you, but you're not guaranteed that those people are going to see everything that you post. And so it's hard not to have to make everything seem like this is the best thing ever. You have to have it. I'm so obsessed with this. Like, it's hard to avoid using that language, because it's almost like, if I don't make everything seem eye-catching and extreme and like you have to have this, then my audience probably won't even see it. And so I think for that reason, it's not necessarily like it's all of these influencers and creators' fault that social media has become this way, where it pushes a lot of overconsumption and it pushes all of these polarizing opinions, whether it's like, it can even be like polarizing political opinions or polarizing lifestyle opinions. Like, you absolutely have to have this, you have to eat this, you have to do this, or you should never do this in your life, you should never do that, or this is the absolute best thing, or this is the worst thing. Like, all of these polarizing thoughts and opinions, it's almost like a creator like can't avoid using that, because otherwise they're not going to get any attention. But then as a follower yourself, it just makes you feel more and more disconnected from those people, because it's like, what are you supposed to take for your lifestyle if everything just seems so polarizing and so like unapplicable to you? I think
so. The point being, does your life have to look like an influencer's, in the sense of people trying to push products or pushing the idea of like, this is the best, this is the best? Your life does not have to look like that. If you're following someone and you love their recommendations and they recommend something, you don't have to get up. I know everyone knows this, but like sometimes people don't have the common sense. You ever see an Instagram or like TikTok comment and someone's making fruit salad and like the recipe calls for grapes, and people are in the comments being like, well, what if I don't like grapes, or what if I don't have grapes at home, like can I use apples in this too? And it's like, yes, you like have some
like autonomy.
Yeah, literally, just like, It's basic common sense. If you're making a fruit salad and the recipe calls for something you don't like, don't put it in.
Right.
You know? So, I know that I don't have to say this to you guys, but if someone is getting online and being like, this is the best mascara, you have to go get this mascara, you do not have to go get that mascara. You can keep it in your back pocket for when you need a mascara. Or if you're looking for one, then by all means, that video was for you. Like, go try out that mascara if you want to. But you also don't have to. And if you're seeing everyone online, like, use this one certain mascara and it's, like, $30. And, you know, I'm using the Sky High Maybelline $8 one. Like, you do not need to go out and get that $30 mascara.
I do just like because the Too Faced Better Than Sex mascara, though, as a side note. And I just got it in brown instead of black because I think it's more natural on me, but
I don't really...
I know, you've never loved it.
I've never loved it. You see, if you want it and like it fits you, go get the things that fit. But if someone is saying you have to use this, don't feel like just because you're seeing this online, you have to go use this and change up your lifestyle, change up your habits when they don't serve you in that moment or when they don't serve you in general. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the times people are hyping things up more than they need to be, or they're getting paid to push a product and maybe they don't even use that product. Because like most people, I think, have a conscience, and if they like truly don't like a product and someone wants to advertise with them, they won't push that product or won't take the advertise money. But like at the end of the day, when someone shares a product and it's an ad, like it's an ad. They were given script points. They were given the money to promote this mm-hmm. product. And it may not actually be like the best thing ever. It's like just marketing. The other thing I want to talk about is dupes. Good versus bad dupes. Because like I just said, $8 drugstore mascara will always be what I use. Like Caroline has a Dior concealer. And honestly, I think that is like really, yeah, really good. Like really that's good. Worth the money because it's really good. And I've been using e.l.f. like genuinely probably $10 hydrating camo concealer.
She uses the dupe.
but I will use that all the time.
Yeah.
Because it works. Like, it serves a purpose. It's a good product. Mm-hmm. And there are, I don't want to say minimal, but, like, on occasion, a more expensive product can be better. Dior concealer, better than my e.l.f. $10 concealer. But, like, I wear concealer every day. Sometimes I wash my face midday and like put it right. back on, so I'm not going to use
sometimes this. You care about yeah. using the best quality product, and sometimes you just want something casual to put on your yes. face.
With a dupe though, we talk about this like financial advice, I feel like we use the example of leggings all the time or clothing. Mm-hmm. By all means, buy Lululemon over buying some random $20 Amazon dupe. Because I'm sure there are really good ones out there. And, like, if it's a good dupe, get the good dupe. But most of the time, the crotch is saggy. The legs don't, like, fit my thigh in the right spot and I'm uncomfortable.
They don't,
like,
they're not as flattering as they could be.
Flattering.
Yeah.
And they last 6 months. And then you got to buy another pair of $20 leggings. And right. then a year and a half later, you're in it for the same price as the Lululemon leggings when I'm wearing the same leggings that I bought literally in middle school.
And Catherine was wearing a gray pair of Lululemon leggings the other day. And yeah, I was Caroline like, oh my out. God, you have had those since high school.
And they're still kicking. Good. I just washed them today. I'm going to wear them tomorrow. Yeah. Like, they're still kicking. So go for the higher quality options over the lower quality options when fitting. Like, I love a good dupe. I was raised on buying things on sale. Like, my mother, we had to buy her a sweater. Because she said she wanted it, and
yeah, I didn't tell her the price.
Will never spend money on herself, and I'm like, you have a job.
I know
you work, like you can afford to buy yourself this one sweater, and you haven't bought anything in the last year and a half. Like, so Caroline just bought it.
I went off on Christmas gifts for my parents this year of like just some higher quality things that they've always said that they would like, but they're like, but I don't need it. I'm like, okay.
Yes. Okay. So we're raised on the
Black Friday, I'm getting you those things.
But I was also raised on the like our dad is in supply chain. He negotiator as fuck. Like that guy's so silly. Like he knows a good deal when he sees one, and he will always say like it's better to spend a little bit more to get a lot more. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for the quality.
So what I'm saying with the dupe idea is I feel like everyone online is
influencers love to push dupes.
These dupes. When I'm like, they're one, you don't need things just to need things. This is my Amazon Prime thing. I'm thinking about Amazon dupes right now. But like sometimes a dupe is fitting.
Most of the time it's just pushing quantity over quality.
Yes. And I will, till the day I die, I will push quality over quantity in every single aspect, but especially for, like, material goods. You don't need a pack of 12 t-shirts. Like, you need two good t-shirts. You know what I mean? So when I see people posting these Amazon leggings and they wear them and I'm like, I can tell that crotch is just a little bit sagging. I can tell, like, the thighs aren't hitting in the right spot. And you know when you put on a, like, bad pair of leggings?
Yeah.
And they just, like, they feel like they were made with proportions that weren't exactly human, like maybe they were made to fit like a horse's torso.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like they just yeah. feel so uncomfortable.
But they weren't like made by a woman for a woman.
Okay. But you know what, everyone here knows what I'm talking about, because like we've all bought a cheaper pair of something and had it not pan out. Sometimes you buy a cheaper pair of something, you're like, this is great, This is perfect. I saved some money. I got a good product. But sometimes they aren't. So if a dupe, don't get a dupe just to get a dupe. Yeah. Only get a dupe when it's a good thing, even if someone's saying, like, you need this Lululemon dupe.
Yeah. I guess this is a big point on the consumerism aspect or the overconsumption that social media can push. And I think a huge piece of that is pushing, like, here's a dupe, lower quality stuff just for, like, more. And that's not always the answer. So I guess what Catherine is saying is,
if you want something, go do your research
in your purchases, not just because somebody tells you to. And you don't have to buy everything you see online for, like, FOMO of not having that product. Because guess what? There's going to be another new viral product tomorrow. In
2 days.
So
another thing on the front of, like, does your life have to look like the influencers you're following or the people you're following online's life, is their lives don't even look like that. They genuinely, it would be so surprising to learn how different they actually look. And I learned this recently because someone, an influencer that we were hanging out with, was like, verbatim said, wow, you guys actually live exactly like you post online. Like, this is crazy. And I was like, you live exactly opposite of what you post online. This is crazy. Like, how are you doing that? Because people will post, especially in the, like, healthy health and wellness space. Like I said, I eat blondies all day. Like, the only food I ate yesterday was a blondie. And I'm saying that with my chest right now. But most days aren't like that. Most days I actually, like, obviously I do the things I say I'm gonna do. You know what I mean? I, like, live the life that I get on here and talk to you guys about. And we, of course, share a lot of the different aspects of it. But most people are living very, very differently than what they're posting online, because it is easy to cherry pick moments and, like, fabricate moments of, like, having a snack and it's carrots and hummus, and then, like, 2 seconds later they just, like, bought two ice creams and, like, a bag of chips at the store, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is, like, do your thing, but don't post differently. Yeah. And it don't go online and be a role model and, like, have people taking inspiration and motivation from you when you are not living that.
Yeah.
So for someone to tell me that, like, wow, it's so crazy to see you and Caroline live the same way that you guys show up online is absurd. So if you...
Because I'm like, obviously...
I'm like, what else would I be doing?
I couldn't lie, like, even if I wanted to.
It's like, it's not like an acting job. You know what I mean? If you're getting on and trying to be an inspiration or, like, teach people things, or just, like, use your life as an example for people to pull from, like, pull from it yourself. So if you're beating yourself up because your life doesn't look exactly like the people that are posting online's life that you're following looks like, that is... You're right there with them.
Right. I think that is kind of an extreme example, and it is true that that happens, but I think even in every other case scenario, even if somebody is living exactly how they're showing you, you're still not seeing their whole life, like we said in the opening of this, because it's just impossible to show every aspect of your life. And we've talked about this when we've done episodes on how different relationships in your life look different. Like, with some people, you might be way more goofy, and with other people, you might be way more serious. It's the same thing online. Like, somebody's persona online cannot encapsulate their entire persona in person, just like your relationship with each person you have in your actual life probably doesn't show every single aspect of you. Like, I've always thought about content, especially when I'm thinking about the content that I create, as, like, the intersection of what I care about and what I like to talk about and what's true to me, but also where that intersects with what my audience connects with what I put out. So it's not to say that everything somebody is putting out is not real. Like, that probably is 100% real, or somewhat real. At least in my case, what I put out is real. But it's still never going to show you the entire picture of their personality or of their life. I think one of my favorite compliments that I've ever gotten in my life is, we were out at the college bar, and I was with one of my friends who I'm way closer with her now. This was kind of like the beginning of friendship, and we were out and we were, like, getting a drink, and I don't know what I was saying, but she was like, wait, you are, like, sneaky funny. Like, you're, like, way funnier than you seem online. And I'm like, yeah, because I think I can be a funny person, but that's, like, I'm not a comedian online. Like, that's not my niche. That's not what I do. That's not, like, and I definitely show a lot of personality online, but at the end of the day, like, I have specific things that I talk about, and I think that a lot of the time what I show online on my page is, like, a more serious side of me or a more mature side of me in those senses. And it's not necessarily like goofy and funny and like that all the time. And mm-hmm. just like somebody else who might do straight comedy online, like you don't see a mature, serious aspect of them that yeah, I'm sure that they have just like as well. Existing,
you know?
Yeah. And so it's again, just another reason why it's not fair to compare your whole self and your whole existence to just what you see of somebody else. Because even if they're showing you pristine, healthy, clean girl kind of videos, like you don't see how they are with their friends, or you don't see them on a night out, or you don't see them on a bad day. You just don't see those things of somebody else. Mm-hmm. So it's not fair to compare those curated moments and those scenes where they have the camera set up to your entire existence, yeah. whether real or fake. It's just kind of not natural to do that.
Mm-hmm. This may sound like a rant, but it's not. It's just an explanation. It's more of an explanation because that is how the world works. Like, you may work in marketing. Maybe you work in finance. Maybe you work in a restaurant, you know? That, you go home and, like, you have other interests. You have other personality, sides of your personality. That is what you do. You mm-hmm. know, you're not this one-sided being, and neither are the people that you're following online. So the point of following people intentionally that we make all the time is important for a couple reasons. The first being, follow people that you're actually interested in rather than the people who are just pushing a life that you think you need to live. And follow people that you feel comfortable taking bits and pieces of, because sometimes you get a really negative vibe from someone. And I've been getting that a lot recently. Like, there are some people that are just like always on my For You page, and in the past I've watched their videos and been like really invested, and now I'm like, I actually can't stand you. I genuinely can't stand you for so many reasons. And I'm like, this is like, people have different interests. Like, that's nothing against them. They should still keep doing what they're doing. Like, they have people that love them and love their content. Mm-hmm. It's just not for me. Likewise, I'm sure people listen to this podcast once and say, absolutely not. Not listening to it again.
But
and
then there's all of you who continue to listen, who I love so much.
Who I love so much. It just, like, is what it is. So follow people who you actually enjoy and who you want to be following and get a good vibe from it. Yeah. And take confidently and comfortably information from them or little habits from them and pick and choose. But also, like Karen said, there are comedians online. They're... At the end of the day, social media is entertainment. Even if you're mm-hmm. following someone for lifestyle content and, like, you don't live in a penthouse in the middle of the city, like, it's still interesting to follow them.
You know what I mean? It's still inspiring.
It's still inspiring to follow them. Maybe you follow someone who's, like, a professional athlete. Yeah. I'm not a professional athlete, but it's still interesting to watch them and see how it is. Like, I follow comedians.
Yeah.
Because I love it. You know, you have to follow and curate your following list to serve you and to like feed the multiple different sides, because mm-hmm. it's really easy to get bogged down into one hole. And especially yeah. if you're listening to this show, you're likely in the like health and wellness, self-growth, self-development. There is so much more to life than self-growth, self-development. Yeah. Like, put down the self-help book, go read like a fun book, go read a nonfiction book. It doesn't have to be just that.
I think that's like a lot of what we try to share is like yeah. it never has to be just that.
Yes.
But yeah, and going off of that, I think my best advice, because sometimes it can seem like we're talking about something kind of negatively in episodes, when really we're just kind of breaking down different aspects of it and maybe less talked about aspects of something. And so by no means do we think that influencing in social media is a completely negative thing. We do it ourselves and we do it every day. It's a huge part of our lives. But I think my advice to take from all of the thoughts that we have gotten into in this episode is to always make your own decisions at the end of the day. Don't feel the pressure to do something just because somebody else is doing it or somebody else is showing you. And don't ever let somebody else's content make you feel negatively about the way that you live, because there are so many ways that you can live, and there's also so much of how that person is living that you don't see. And so for those reasons, if somebody is making you feel like you're just comparing yourself to them and it's not giving you good vibes, then that's probably not something you want to be consuming. And also, I think most importantly, follow a variety of people so that you can take inspiration from all different types of people. Because like I said, we're all such multifaceted humans. And a lot of the time, somebody's content is niched into one specific area, and it's not all encompassing of who they are. And so following just one certain type of person's content is never going to be all encompassing of what you can be inspired by and what you can be as well. Like, I see so many people on the internet who have a vibe where I'm like, you know, in another life, this could be how I'm portraying myself on social media, because I actually feel like I relate to that a lot, but it's just not necessarily the path that my content has fallen into. And so in that way, I think you should be following a lot of different people, because you can take these bits of inspiration from all of the different thoughts and different lifestyles. And then also, you're not just in an echo chamber of the same type of thing over and over. So
I also love if I'm, you know how TikTok does the following thing on the comments?
It tells you,
it puts like the people you're following. If you're watching a video and you click the comments of someone's TikTok, instead of putting like the top comments first, if someone that you are following has commented on that, it puts it to the top. And I love seeing people. Like, the other day, Jensen McRae is
a singer.
Such a good singer.
Yeah.
And I clicked on the comments of her video, and, like, Tana Mojo had her comment on the top. And I was like, this is, like, I love seeing those, and that happens quite frequently, where I'm like, I love this crossover.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Like, these are two different niches in there. You know what I mean? Because
right.
Because the people who are, Jensen McRae, artist, singer, like, 100% she gets lifestyle content on her feed. 100% she gets, like, comedy content on her feed. 100% she gets, like, poetry on her feed. You know what I mean? She has a mixed feed just as much as she is one of the types of content that you consume in your feed. But when you click on it, it's just, like, music or her life or her poetry. You know what I mean? It is. Not everything that you see is exactly how it is, like, in the full capacity, but it has to be condensed. It has to be niche to a certain extent in order to be consumable and understandable. And once you understand that, it's going to make it a lot easier to, like, scroll without having as much pressure as you may have now.
Mm. So in conclusion, does your life have to look like an influencer's? What would you say?
Your life should be so much more than what you're seeing from the people online, because their lives are so much more. And also, you are more interesting than just, like, one 10-second Instagram video.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you can recreate some moments. You can take inspiration. You can do all of that. Just make sure that, you know, when you're consuming, you still have a bit of a sense of self, and it doesn't just push you into this, like, FOMO comparison, I need to be more like this kind of way that I think social media can often do. Keep yourself, you know, an arm's length apart, if that makes sense, and take from it what feels positive to take from it and make it your own. And I hope that we're some of the people that you can do that with. If you want to follow us on Instagram or on TikTok, each of us have personal accounts. Mine's Caroline Kinnean.
And Catherine Kinnean.
And then we also have at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram and on TikTok. All of those are always linked in the show notes. So you can just go on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen. Go click onto our links and find our pages. And we appreciate you guys hanging out with us and coming back.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.